So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, November 28th. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us on the Friday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart. Well, from cool gadgets to must-have tech gear, we'll break down some of the top electronics for this year's holidays in our next segment. But first, it's Black Friday, but does it still pack the same punch in the age of online ads, early sales, shifting shopper habits? Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, New York. And Bob, we saw Thanksgiving online spending jump more than 5%, but foot traffic still pretty soft. So from your perspective, is Black Friday still the big deal it used to be?
Well, now it's Black Friday month.
Yeah, it's Black from 2025.
Yeah, it starts in August, for goodness sakes.
Right.
And, let me just temper everything that 80% of sales are still done in a brick and mortar store. I don't care how many press releases come out. 80% is done in a store. So, it's great that it's online. And I can already tell you that on Monday, the story is going to be, shoppers didn't show up. No one's there. No one was shopping. The deals. And yet in January, we'll find out sales went up about 3 or 4% like they've done every year. So there's a lot of noise and chatter. But the reality is people like going out there, even if they aren't as big a deal as certainly when I was a child. I don't know about you, but, those $99 TV sets just aren't in the market anymore.
Well, my version of Black Friday is the people, lined up outside the door the night before, pushing, shoving, just right. All out brawls for those deals. And that just doesn't seem to be a thing anymore. One, because like we'd mentioned, Black Friday begins months in advance. But then on top of it, maybe it's just me, maybe it's anecdotal, but it seems like the deals just aren't as great lately.
Well, you're absolutely right. But again, if we go back to the scarred memories of our youth, there was all those stories right on TV news, like three shoppers were pummeled as people ran over them to get the $99 TV. And there's the brand, whether the department store or, Walmart or whoever. That's bad publicity, no matter how you look at it. And so they scaled that back. And let's be honest, there is always a promotional deal out now that makes everything relative. So I think the biggest thing about Black Friday is it's typically done by more young people or by families. So what we're hearing at the malls is a lot of Gen Z were out there, especially that PacSun and some of those kind of brands. And, you know, older shoppers will come out a little bit later. But it's a social event. That's really what it is. It's much more of a reason. You know, when I was a kid, you didn't get a big sale like this except once a year. And if you looked at the after Christmas sales, they were all picked over. So it was really your first and only shot to get your best selections. But that's just not the case. So we have to take in the idea of especially how many malls have eating establishments now. So it all pairs up really nice and to spend, you know,
yeah, make
a few hours
a day
at the
of
mall
it. And not worry about spraining an ankle in the process. I think there's value in that,
exactly.
too. Okay, but Bob, I think, too, we're also hearing from shoppers who are out and about today. They might be sticking to some tighter budgets. You know, we've got inflation, a softening labor market. That's certainly weighing on wallets these days.
Well, I know, but, you know, every week across my desk comes some survey. 85% of customers are looking for discounts for this holiday season. And I always laugh. I think, well, when are you going to put out a survey? How many of you would like to pay full price for your holiday gifts?
I like, personally no one. Brag when I pay sticker price.
So, yeah, of course, wouldn't we all? But in the end, you want to feel like a hero when you bought that gift for your wife or husband. You want to feel like a hero when you gave that toy to your child. And that usually comes from having a human connection at the store, whoever you bought it from, and the product versus online is kind of cold and impersonal. And it's pretty easy to say, yeah, I got it at Amazon. Like, you know, I would have done the same for my dog versus, oh, we went to the mall. We found this great place. Rachel recommended it. We had the greatest time, right? I mean, there's a story behind every purchase. So don't forget that human connection for the holidays. The retailers are going to be doing well. Going to do that well when they see you, and they're going to be glad to see you. And the ones who aren't, you know, people on their phones, and you're not greeted, and you walk out the door going, yeah, that wasn't anything special.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. His website, retaildoctor.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of this year's hottest electronics.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As shoppers are out in full force, one of the hottest categories this year, no surprise, is electronics. So let's break down some of the must-have items this holiday season. Carl Prouty is a technologist at Abt Electronics in Glenview. And Carl, what's on your tech wish list this year?
Well, one of the most popular ones really over the last few years has been Aura Smart Picture Frames. And these are really great products, especially if you're looking for something for a parent or a grandparent or any loved one that doesn't live near you who you want to share pictures with. It's just so much more personal than seeing it on a phone. So you have these picture frames that you can unload essentially unlimited photos to, and you can do it right from your own phone and send it to them. So if you have a parent who lives in a different state, you can just upload your pictures from your phone onto the frame from wherever you are.
I love this because I have a 2-year-old daughter and her grandparents are obsessed with her. So if they were to have this frame and we're out and about and she does something cute, which often she does, I can just, instead of texting it to them and they wear their readers or zoom in on it on their phone, no, it can just pop up right on this frame. I think this is one of those things where I think it's a nice personal touch to technology. I think that's what a lot of people are looking for.
Absolutely. And you can even upload videos to it too. So you can share something that's even more immersive than just a photo. So you can provide context to what you're watching. And they even have little speakers built in so you can play sounds through them as well. It's just it's a lot of fun, and you can surprise people with random pictures that you throw on there. And maybe the best part about this is that maybe your parents aren't tech savvy. You can actually set it all up and have pictures already on it while it's still in the box ready to go. So as soon as they plug it in and get it hooked up to their Wi-Fi, they've already got stuff on there to look at.
I think every millennial is smiling from ear to ear hearing that, because I can't tell you how much of my Christmas morning is spent just explaining technology, setting things up. What's Bluetooth? How does it work? No. This is all done for you. And guess what? You just get to be surprised with the joy of a picture. Now, Carl, what's the price point on a frame like that?
So these go anywhere, right now they're on sale, so anywhere from $139 to about $249. So reasonably priced for what you're getting, just because, like I said, it's unlimited photos. So it's a really great way to show off everything in your life.
What's another gadget that you're eyeing this season?
Well, one of the most popular ones, and this has been popular now for since it came out, but the Nintendo Switch 2. And this thing is just incredible. It's way better than the first one. The screen's bigger. It's more powerful. You can play better games on it. And it's portable, so you can bring it with you wherever you go. So if you have a spouse or somebody you love that travels a lot for work or for whatever reason, they can bring this with them and have some entertainment while they're flying here and there. Or, you know, if they get to a hotel, they've got something to do while they're there. Or you can just play games in, you know, while you're sitting around at home. And there's controllers that come built into the sides of it, and you can actually separate them and have two people using each one of those controllers. So if you wanted to play a game with one of your kids or your spouse, you can do it on this little screen. It's a very very unique, very interesting system.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you can either plug it into your TV and sort of play a game on the big screen or take it to go. I'm going to be honest, the Switch, the first generation, was my vice during COVID. That thing got me through the pandemic. So
I think a lot of people shared that experience with you.
All right, quickly, let's talk about one more item that might be on someone's holiday wish list.
Sure. If you got a family that loves to do karaoke, which I do, there's a JBL portable party speaker system, and it's small enough to carry around with you. It's got a battery built in, so it's fully wireless, and it comes with a karaoke microphone that is also wireless. So you can sing till your heart's content. You can even hook up a guitar to it if you have somebody that wants to play the guitar and amplify that, so you can really have kind of a good jam session going on.
And the price point on that one?
That one's only $260. It's actually $120 off right now on sale. So it's a great deal, especially if you have somebody who loves music and who loves singing.
Well, we love the suggestions. Thanks so much, Carl Prouty, a technologist at Abt Electronics in Glenview. Up next, travelers could score some big wins on trips during Black Friday.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Travelers can score big this holiday shopping weekend with deals on hotels, airfare, cruises, and vacation packages. So let's break it all down with Cindy Richards. She's editor-in-chief at SheBuysTravel.com here in Chicago. Cindy, hope you had a good Thanksgiving there. We're seeing a lot of deep discounts in the travel sector. What's driving this push? And really, how significant are these Black Friday deals compared to, say, a typical travel season?
Well, they're actually pretty steep discounts. You know, the travel business is getting nervous that bookings had started to slow down toward the end of the year. So they're ready to find ways to bulk things up for 2026. Most of these deals are for travel in 2026. But honestly, I can't believe how many deals there are out there. I was going through my emails today, all of the emails that came in over Thanksgiving, and I want to say three quarters of them were about Black Friday deals. Everything from hotel chains, high-end hotel chains that don't normally offer any kind of discounts, to, you know, budget travel discounts. You know, you can find a hotel room for under $100. So it's really kind of amazing deals. But the thing is, like always, shoppers beware, right? There are blackout dates on a lot of these. So you want to make sure if you want to travel, say, over President's weekend, make sure it's not a blackout weekend and you can't use that $100 a night hotel deal. I think the steepest discounts, the best things that I see are on package deals. So vacation packages, we get the flight, the hotel, and the experience all wrapped up into one. And the cruise companies are really, there were cruise companies that are offering 50% off, 30% off. I saw repositioning cruise, so crossing the Atlantic, eight-day cruise, I think it was, for less than $1,000 a person. So you get eight nights in a room, cabin on the ship, three meals a day, entertainment, you know, the great blue ocean to entertain you, and all for less than $1,000 a person. You really can't beat those kind of prices.
No, but Cindy, these deals, how much of this is like, I need to know which dates I'm going and have my itinerary, or how much of it is like, oh, you know what? No, I could see myself taking a cruise sometime next year, not sure when. Like, do you need to book the exact dates? How does it work with the discount?
Yeah, I think you need to be pretty prepared about what it is you want to do, so that you know you're actually getting the deal that you're buying, that deal is actually going to work for the cruise that you want. So I think you want to start doing, I mean, this is a research thing. This isn't, you know, just going into Macy's and walking around and going, oh, that sweater for 50% off, let's take it. You really have to know what you're doing. Like I said, there's lots of fine print. Some of the deals are only available if you're a member of their loyalty club. You know, if it's Marriott Bonvoy and you're a member, then you get access to the deals. Or if you're a regular cruiser on Princess or whatever. So you got to make sure. And just because you're not a member doesn't mean you can't get this. Just sign up for the program. They're all free. And they, you know, they want to get your information and be able to market to you in the future. So you can become a member and get access to the deals. It doesn't mean you'll never be able to use those deals, but you need to know what it is you're buying, and you need to be able to read all of the fine print. You know, one of the big deals is at booking.com. they have hotels for 40% off if you book through the app. Now, that's a third-party booking company, right? So you could book the Marriott Hotel through booking.com, but my advice to everybody using those third-party apps is find your best deal on booking.com or hotels.com or expedia.com, and then call the hotel. Call the front desk. Don't call the 800 reservation number. Call the hotel directly and ask them if they'll match that price. Because they probably will. And if they don't, you just go back to booking.com and you book it there. But you're always better off booking directly through the hotel company or that specific hotel property. Because if there's any problem with your booking in the future and you didn't book with them, they can say that they can't fix it for you. So, but if you booked it through Marriott or you booked it with a hotel directly, they're going to work with you and they're going to make you whole on whatever the problem is.
Thanks so much, Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at ShebuysTravel.com here in Chicago.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Rachel Pearson in for Rob Hart. Well, the markets are closed now after a shortened trading day, but all three indexes finished up the session higher. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, Indiana. And Chuck, first, we have to talk about this massive data center glitch in the CME. It froze the markets early yesterday. What exactly happened there?
Well, it looked like they had some problems at the data center that housed the servers for their business, basically, and that went down, and that took down their all their markets there for a period of time. I think it's interesting, you know, it's the last day of the month, and that's kind of a critical day for people trying to access certain derivatives and futures contracts to roll them over. On the other hand, this tends to be a very light day in terms of overall trading. So I suppose this could have happened on more worse days than it did for them. And the one last thing I'll point out is if this was really impactful on the long term, CME, which is a publicly traded company, their stock would be reacting fairly negatively. And actually, the stock was up today. So I don't think this is going to have any lasting implications for the CME.
Now, we talked about it's a shortened trading day following the holiday, but let's sort of wrap up today's action and what you make of what's going on Wall Street today.
Yeah, I think it was a continuation of what we've seen the last week and a half or so. As you saw, the markets kind of pivot away from concerns about a December rate cut by the Fed to now it looks almost a certainty, at least based on the futures markets that look at those sorts of things, that they are going to be cutting rates. This is a market that's been benefiting from that pivot toward the fact that the Fed's going to cut rates in December. The other factor that happens today specifically, this tends to be kind of a retail-oriented day. Institutional investors are probably more taking the day off. And in those types of environments, and I've seen it many times over the 40-plus years I've been in the markets, that these tend to be optimistic days because you have more retail influence. And right. So I think those two factors helped.
So what do you say is the biggest threat to the financial markets right now? We're talking about the winds that are at our back, but what's ahead?
Well, I think at the end of the day, what drives markets in a sustained way are three things: interest rates, inflation, and corporate profits. And on that note, when you look at those three things, corporate profits look fairly strong. I think interest rates are trending in the right direction for the market, which leaves inflation. I think inflation is still probably the biggest potential negative for the market as we move into 2026. I'm not saying it's going to deep six the market, but you know, of all the things out there that I think are most concerning, I think it's that inflation, and if it starts to kind of move higher here or continues to trend lower.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, up next in Entrepreneur Friday. From fresh cut scents to some clever light tools, we'll talk with a leader in the holiday decor industry.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and today we're going to meet a businessman who was a pioneer in the pre-lit tree game, created the Lightkeeper Pro, and whose company's developed a growing line of Christmas tree scents designed to bring real tree fragrance back into modern holiday decorating. Let's meet John DeCosmo, founder and president of Ultra Lit Tree Company in Glenview. John, nice to speak with you here. This is obviously your bread and butter of a season. You were one of the early pioneers when we're talking about bringing pre-lit Christmas trees to the marketplace. And now you're this force behind the Lightkeeper Pro. So first of all, what is that? And why has it become a holiday essential for so many families?
Well, thank you for having me. The Lightkeeper Pro is a tool that repairs incandescent light sets, most of those in seconds. A bulb is pulled out of a failed light set, the tool is inserted, the trigger's pulled, and the light set is normally repaired before your eyes.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I watched videos of this tool, and my coworkers and I were astonished at why don't we have this in our homes. And oh my gosh, I don't have to throw out that whole string of lights anymore.
Correct. The marketing says that when one bulb burns out, the rest stays lit. And that marketing is true just some of the times. It usually needs an extra boost of electricity.
Yeah. Now, obviously, another part of your business is artificial trees. From your vantage point, I'm sort of curious what you're seeing. You know, we've heard a lot about rising prices. Is that hitting you? Are you touched by tariffs at all this year?
We're indirect on the trees. We help all the tree makers keep all of their lights working. But what they're telling us is, these tariffs that were paid this year, as high for some as 145% during the shipping season, is the stores are telling all of us it could be a much better year for the real tree this year.
Yeah. Now, Ulta Lit has expanded into holiday scents. So can you talk about what is this real tree smell and what inspired that?
Gladly. We've worked on this now for over 10 years to just come up with a phenomenal scent that's well delivered at a great price. It's important. We talk to people the first year they switch from maybe from an artificial tree to from a real tree to an artificial tree. We can write when we see them in January or February. We say, "How did it go?" They say, "Fine," but we do miss the smell, and that's something we address very well.
I think your business touches on like the two biggest pieces of the holidays. It's the sights, it's the smells. And you know, we're talking about sights with the lights and making sure that your tree is good to go, or even those outdoor lights too. But man, the nostalgia tied to the scent of a Christmas tree, of a fir, of, you know, a pine. I mean, it is something that can be difficult to replicate, but it seems like you've mastered that.
It's been a focus. We know people talk, when the real tree enters the house, a good real tree fills the house with a fragrance that almost all of us love. And so it was important to us to stay to the mission.
And John, do you have any advice for other entrepreneurs in similar positions, sort of trying to tread the water and find what's next for them?
Well, I came to learn the hard way that necessity is the mother of invention. Outside of that, it takes a whole lot of determination, and it's going to take a lot of trial and error. You want to stay committed. Once you know you're on a good vision, you're on a good path where it's earnest, you'll be adjusting. But stay to it.
Thanks so much, John DeCosmo, wishing you a happy holiday season. He's founder and president of Ulta Lit Tree Company, maker of the Light Keeper Pro. He's based in Glenview. Coming up, a fast-moving storm threatening some pretty big delays all across the Midwest airports. We'll talk about it next.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, a heavy snowstorm is set to hit the area tomorrow, creating some dangerous travel conditions and threatening widespread flight delays across key hubs like, you know, O'Hare and Midway. So let's talk about it with Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University here in Chicago. And Joe, all I have to say is thank goodness the government shutdown is over, because that just really would have put the final nail in the coffin here for travel. We've got record-breaking travel figures just from a perspective of people out on the road flying, but now we're throwing some not so great weather into the mix.
Exactly right. And every region has its own problem. We're seeing high winds in the East Coast and thunderstorms in the South U.S. And then here, of course, we have the snow coming. And I think it's kind of a wait and see situation. O'Hare's humming along just fine today with hardly any cancellations. So the airlines are in an okay spot going into this. And it may be the heavy snow that the snow clearance can handle, but there's a wild card factor tomorrow that has people pretty nervous.
Yeah, and how much of this is you can arrive early? I mean, that's always good advice when you're flying, but a lot of this is out of the hands of travelers.
It is. You might as well sit back and know the airlines are under enormous pressure to get you there as quick as they can. They've learned the hard way the last few years with different meltdowns, like we saw at Southwest and others. So they've got spare equipment, spare crews are ready to go. And then snow itself isn't likely to, you know, bring the airport to its knees. It's sort of, we get low visibility and high winds and problems in other parts of the country, you know, can snowball, no pun intended, to cause, you know, big time delays. But I think there's still some room for optimism. Airlines haven't announced any sort of major incentives for people to shift flights. So we may be okay.
Yeah, and we can't talk about air travel without talking about the shutdown. We saw reduced flights. Have we bounced back fully from the government shutdown here? Has air travel ramped back up to what it was supposed to be, or are we still seeing some of that residual ripple effect?
No, it's mostly back to normal now. It's really good. We do have controller shortages, and you know that's always something that could hurt us. But the airlines have weathered that. Now, I will say the interesting thing about tomorrow, it's the busiest travel day of the year, And I'm concerned about, you know, these high winds out east. We had that slow, brief shutdown at O'Hare a couple of days ago with the high wind. So that's one thing that's really hard to recover from, like a full, you know, full pause in an airport.
Thanks so much, Joe Schwederman, professor of public services, director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. A reminder that if you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com, as well as on the Odyssey app.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.